tremendous amount of work on so many different aspects of the things that you need to know about your health. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. We had a lot of interesting news reports to talk about, everywhere from the spinach leaves to the flu bug, statin drugs, all kinds of things. So, and they're quite interesting. I'm sure everybody wants some interpretation of these things going on in the news today.
Well, let's go for it, then. What is your thought on the spinach?
The spinach we've been talking about for quite a while, and, of course, I've communicated with the Los Angeles Times about this, and I'm angry with the news press because they're not taking the Food and Drug Administration to task on this. And while the Food and Drug Administration called in the Federal Bureau of Investigation to look and see if there was some sort, well, they're suggesting murder, that somebody either intentionally or maybe negligently, that would be some sort of manslaughter or something, some sort of charges. And they're looking for who didn't do their job. Well, they're trying to point the finger in the other direction because it's the Food and Drug Administration who's responsible here for all of this. And these food poisonings have been going on for some time. In 1989, we had these. It goes on and on and on. There have been 19 green leaf vegetable food poisonings since 1995. So this wasn't anything new, and they knew where those contaminations came from. So why are they acting like we don't know what it is yet? They certainly know what it is. The LA Times pointed it out. What is certain, says the LA Times, is the livestock nearby are a source of E. coli, that's the infectious bug, including E. coli, the 015787, that's the mutant form, in several creeks that flow into the Salinas River. The most frequent occurrence occurs in sites flanking areas used for grazing purposes. So, in other words, if you're growing spinach leaves and you're near a field or a water source where animal waste is dumped into that water and then you use that as an irrigation source, you're likely to have the E. coli from the animals. And why do the animals have the E. coli? Is because we grain feed our animals. We stopped grass feeding them. Go to Argentina, they still have them on grass. They're feeding on the pasture, and they don't have these problems because the grass-fed animals will have an acidic digestive tract. It will kill most of the bacteria. Our animals today have bacteria counts that are 100 times higher than when our grandfathers and grandmothers ate products from animals, and so therefore they're blaming us for not cooking our hamburgers long enough. And in this case, they conveniently take spinach bags, tell us they washed them, and it has some E. coli in there. It can be very dangerous, this mutant form. So the real problem is the Food and Drug Administration needs to mandate and go back to a policy of requiring the animals to be fed on the pasture. And if they did this, we wouldn't have the antibiotic-resistant problem that we also have, because therefore they give the animals more antibiotics. The FDA is trying to lessen that up, and now you see what's happening. Humans are starting to die because they were covering for their sins by giving the animals too many antibiotics. This causes antibiotic resistance. That antibiotic resistance is then transferred to us, and then there'll be a day when we cannot, of course, use antibiotics to save our own lives should we get a bacterial infection, and this will cause problems. So what's odd is this E. coli that they're talking about. You have some E. coli in your digestive tract. It's this mutant form that we're concerned about, and I can't figure out on the world map why so many, even in remote areas, this mutant E. coli has really spread to domesticated animals all over the globe. It doesn't make sense. It's not random like it should be. So it doesn't make any sense to me. It's like almost somebody spread it intentionally. I can't make any sense of that at all, how that form of that bug would have gotten around the globe as it has. But nonetheless, it is causing death, certainly in small youngsters, like the two-year-old little boy in Idaho who just died of this whole terrible affair. The spinach industry is about $250 million industry. It's just very small. The beef and cattle industry is far bigger, and they're allowing that industry to continue on. Well, essentially, the Pure Food and Drug Act outlaws anybody distributing foods and so on that have a high bacteria count. And the United States Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration are simply overlooking this and throwing it on the shoulders of the consumer to make sure he cleans the food and cooks the food before he eats it. And this is not a good policy. We're going to continue to have death, as you see now. We have it outbreaking into some other plant crops and so on that they're talking about. And, of course, it will continue on in the beef, and we're going to continue to have these problems unless we face up to it. And it doesn't look like anybody's interested in facing up, because we have politicians and others who organizations that are simply beholden to commercial interests, and they won't tackle this problem in the proper way. So we need to be on alert and be careful in our homes. Our food is contaminated, and our own Food and Drug Administration is allowing this to go on, and it could kill your loved ones, particularly your small children or older adults. So this is where we have issues going on. And of course, it's a big headline. It'll continue to grow. You're going to see more on this. And the Food and Drug Administration is derelict for not fessing up to this. And they know where the problem is. It comes from animal waste, and to deal with it there rather than acting like they didn't know where it came from. So it's just something that's ongoing, and you're going to continue to hear more about it.
Well, that's fascinating. And certainly recently, I guess just yesterday, they finally said, oh, yes, it is animal waste, but they never get into the background of why this is a problem and this idea of feeding the cattle a grain rather than grass-fed animals that just don't have the problem.
Well, it's in the Bible. It's off of God's words himself. It's God speaking, saying, feed the cattle, the grass of the field. So the advice was there, and, of course, that's what the animals naturally do. And, of course, that's what they produce more nutritious products, meat, milk, etc., if they are on the pasture.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi as we're exploring some of the other problems we face today. But ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're going to have to learn things, you're going to have to look after your own health. You can't depend upon the government or the FDA.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life. and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bill Sardi. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, of course, on my website this morning at Knowledge of Health, we have a report which has a title, Health Issues, Whom Will You Trust? And, of course, we're asking a question. We're entering, of course, the flu season, and you see a ramp up of there's going to be a shortage. No, there's going to be an abundance of flu shots. Well, it looks like this year the annual cattle call to get vaccinated is usually spurred on by a shortage of flu vaccine. But this year they're not going to pull the normal Christmas cabbage patch shortage that they usually pull and say that everybody better hurry up and get vaccinated because you might not get yours. And this year they say there's over 100 million doses. Now, remember, that's 100 million doses for a population of nearly 300 million Americans. So there is a shortage if you wanted everybody vaccinated. Obviously, there's something wrong in what they tell us there. But the public never seems to catch on that the Centers for Disease Control is a free advertising agency to get people to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated. And, of course, they're taking a different tact at it this year, a different approach, trying to urge people to get the shots and say there is enough. Of course, and the question is, who are you going to believe, the Centers for Disease Control and the great information media that they have behind them? Because all the Centers for Disease Control needs to do is snap its fingers, send out a press release, and the next morning, Katie Couric, Charlie Gibson, Brian Williams, these are the news anchors, NBC, ABC, CBS, they'll be talking about better roll up your sleeves and get your flu shot. On the other hand is Barbara Lowe Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center trying to warn us about these scams and misinformation related to vaccines. And, of course, as we ask on my website this morning, who are you going to believe? Katie Couric or Barbara Lowe? Barbara Lowe who? You don't even know who she is, but you certainly know who Katie Couric is because they certainly make sure that they develop a relationship with Americans, these trusted news anchors. Why, Katie Couric, they say, is very versatile and lovable. Isn't that wonderful? You get your health information from Katie. And is Katie going to tell you that the information that just came out in one of the major journals, this is the Cochrane Database System Review, these are researchers all over the world that examine whether certain kinds of medical technologies are effective. And their latest report, analyzing 64 studies on flu vaccines, found out that the flu vaccine in use in homes for the elderly, nursing homes, was a dismal 23% effective for influenza-like illness. That's not influenza itself. And completely ineffective for influenza. And so here's the news report. Did Katie Couric deliver this to you this morning? It says in elderly individuals living in the community, vaccines were not significantly effective against influenza or pneumonia, said these authors. According to reliable evidence, the usefulness of vaccines in the community is modest. They were being kind there. As they go on to say, they concluded there's no credible evidence that vaccination of healthy people under the age of 60 who are health care workers caring for the elderly affects influenza complications in those that they care for. In other words, shall we get all these people that work in nursing homes to get a flu shot so they won't give it to their patients? Absolutely doesn't seem to work. Of course, this goes on and on. 64 different studies they analyzed could not find any evidence. You won't hear it on ABC, NBC, CBS, but I guess you hear it about the RLN network, the Radio Liberty network, this morning. And this kind of goes on. Another interesting study that just came out, this was in the Annals of Internal Medicine, you didn't hear about it in any of the major networks, which said that there's no scientifically valid evidence to support the idea that ultra-low or low LDL cholesterol will reduce the risk for heart attacks or strokes. Did you hear about that story? I'm sure you didn't. And yet it's a major, major report. It goes on to talk, about all of this, says they just simply can't find any evidence. And yet the major TV networks, well, the evening news is brought to you mostly by pharmaceutical companies. They're selling billions of dollars of statin drugs. We'll get into that in a minute. But these are the highly trusted information sources that we have. So my question was on our website, it seems odd today because we have hundreds of television channels, yet 70 to 80% of the viewers are really still watching those major networks, the Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, and the MSNBC, CNN. And that's where most people are still watching, and they have great influence. But we still have the Internet now, and 64% of the American public seems to have access to the Internet. Are they using this to find alternative information about health care? They went out and did a study, found out regardless of what's available on the Internet, doctors remain the most highly trusted source of information to Americans today. Regardless of the electronic media, they're still going to go to their doctors. Did your doctor tell you there's no evidence that cholesterol lowering works? Did he tell you that flu shots are ineffective? No. You won't hear that today in your doctor's office because the doctors are also getting the same propaganda. And, of course, this gets us to wonder where the reality really is. And, of course, as they went on to do research here, it finds out that the three most popular websites or sources of information on the World Wide Web are your personal doctor, a medical university, or federal government websites, the three most trusted sources of health information on the World Wide Web. That's a survey that was just done a couple years ago. So we still don't see the public breaking ranks to find other good sources of information, and it's just interesting how the public relies and sorts out information on its own. It still relies on those faces like Katie Couric, still relies on their doctor, and they may still be getting misinformation. So,
you know, I love, Bill, when we watch television and we see these drug ads, and then they always end up, so ask your doctor if this product or that product is good for you, knowing full well that the doctor is getting his information from the detailed men and women that they're sending in the doctor's office, telling them how great the products are, and the doctor is not getting access to the fact that the statin drugs are one of the greatest scams of all time, how dangerous the vaccines are, how dangerous the fluoridation, the mercury, the other things, the NutraSweet, all of these things, which he should know about it, and they make certain he never hears.
Well, I remember the story about the man who ran a little shop and had clocks in the shop. And, of course, he always wondered about a man every morning who would peek through his window and look at all of his wonderful clocks there. And then he would go on and never stepped inside the door to ask a question or to buy one of his wonderful clocks. And after many years in business, he was going to close up his shop, so he put up a sign that he was closing. And the man who came every morning and looked through the window walked into the shop for the first time. And he said, I wanted to thank you for having these clocks here. I always enjoyed seeing them. And he said, he asked him, how do you set the clock in the shop so they're on time? He He said, oh, well, I set them by the whistle that I hear out there in the factory. He says, that's funny. I'm the guy who sets the, when that whistle goes off in the factory, and I set it by your clocks that I see every morning. So, you know, it's kind of that kind of a thing, is that, you know, as long as you never get questions asked outside the circle, you'll never maybe really find the information. So this is kind of what we have here, and as we go on this morning, I'm going to be telling you about something that's circuitous in that sense, which is, do you have heart attack or do you have heartburn? This is a very interesting study. It's coming out of Europe, where researchers in Poland wondered, and I wondered, and that's how I got into this, if we're using statin drugs and they're supposed to stop our arteries from occluding, that is, narrowing so the blood can't get through, then why don't they use statin drugs for angina? Now, angina is chest pain. It would be caused by a narrowing of your coronary arteries. There are four arteries that feed your heart with blood and oxygenated blood. And so it's odd that they don't use statin drugs. In fact, only this year, when they finally came out with Crestor, a very high-dose statin drug, did they finally concede that none of the other statin drugs actually ever reduced the rate of buildup of plaque in the arteries. It was still always accumulating. It just was accumulating at a slower rate. Now, for the first time, by giving a very high dose statin drug, they were able to get it to slightly decrease for the first time. This is their admission. But it made me wonder, well, why don't we use statin drugs for angina? It just seems like that's what we ought to be doing. I mean, if these arteries are narrowing and then we get a little signal called chest pain, angina, what, it's odd that doctors don't have a conclusive agreement as to whether they should use statin drugs. Now, there are 6.5 million people in the United States who suffer from angina. So it's very interesting. The doctors in Poland find out that about 60 to 85% of the coronary artery disease patients have coexisting heartburn. Now, heartburn is caused by stomach acidity, and it gives you symptoms very similar to the angina chest pain that would come from your weakened arteries. And these occur in similar patients. They have the same risk factors: smoking, obesity, alcohol use, fatty foods, diabetes, and so on. So it's very hard to separate one from the other sometimes. Well, what these researchers did was wondered about how these two related to each other. And they noted that when you give drugs like calcium blockers and ACE inhibitors for high blood pressure, or an alpha blocker, another type of drug, that it lowers the esophageal's pressure. There's a little sphincter or muscle at the bottom of your esophagus that keeps the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. And if that pressure is lowered there, then the muscle is relaxed and it allows the stomach acid to come up into your esophagus and you have heartburn. So they wondered, was it the medicines that were causing this? And so what they did was they took patients, 34 angina patients, who did not have or were not diagnosed with heartburn. They gave them an antacid, and 79% of them experienced improvement in their chest pain that was thought to be angina. And best yet, their electrocardiogram, which was abnormal, improved, went to normal. Some of their symptoms completely resolved. Is it heartburn, or is it a heart attack? Is it angina, or what is it? And what they're uncovering here is this circuitous, vicious, circular mechanism, these doctors called it in Poland. They give you a medicine for your blood pressure. It lowers the esophageal sphincter pressure, which then causes heartburn, which then is mistakenly believed to be angina, which shows up as an irregular cardiogram, which then could be resolved by an antacid instead of all of these other medicines and so on. Why the doctors are feeding their own hand. They prescribe a drug which causes the angina itself.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi. And, Chris, if you can possibly stay off the medicine, absolutely do it. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Once again, this is Dr. Stan, and my guest this morning is Bill Sardi. And Bill, why don't you get your web page out there so people can know how to get the great information you have available?
That's knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth.com. Lots of free information there. In fact, most of it's free. We do have a few books for sale for people that like to read books, but all that really goes to the maintenance of the website. I don't make any profit on it, and essentially the website is a public service, and you'll find many good articles there.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me just stress that, you know, I practiced medicine for many years. I love doctors. I believe they're well-motivated. They want to do the right thing. But there is so much out there that they never are aware of. They go to meetings, and many times they're sponsored by people affiliated with the drug industry. Certainly, you have Saturday or daily meetings there at the hospitals. They'll bring in speakers who are financed by the drug companies. The medical journals are financed by the drug companies. And the detailed people who come to see the doctors are financed by the drug companies. And there's so much the doctor really doesn't know. Even many of the medical schools, their whole way that things are taught, it's all which medicine do you want to take for which disease, rather than getting to the holistic approach and realizing, of course, that God created us really in an amazing way. And if we just can utilize the proper immune function of our body, build upon proper consumption of food and really the vitamins and minerals and other things we need, and stay away from medicines as much as we can, our body has, in many instances, the ability to heal itself. So pick the story up there, Bill.
Well, certainly it does, and as I keep pointing out, modern medicine has collapsed. We have a free e-book at our website, The Collapse of Modern Medicine, talks about many of the technologies that are unproven. In fact, the only things we can find that are scientifically proven to work in modern medicine are, of course, the repair of broken bones, teeth that needs to be repaired, and, of course, cataracts, the cloudy cataracts, which they take out, put a new lens implant in. And for pretty much everything else, it's kind of hard to find good scientific evidence that cholesterol reduction is beneficial, or that the treatment of glaucoma works, or so many of these other things that are done. And modern medicine, as we just finished saying, seems to work in a circuitous way. Most of the medicines are inappropriate. They don't address the cause of your health problem, and they're used to change a number, but you're going to be dependent on them. And in fact, many of these drugs, for instance, blood pressure drugs, tend to give you diabetes, which then tends to increase sugar levels in the blood circulation, gives you hypertension, which is what you're taking the pill for in the first place. So it begets itself. You can never get off the medicine. You will never get well. Another interesting example of this, we have a photo slide on my website, and it talks about papilloma virus vaccine, which they're now trying to, promote have forced vaccination on young 9 to 11-year-old girls all across the globe. I just had a letter published in the British Medical Journal, The Lancet, which talks about the fallacies of all this, that nutrition, folic acid and vitamin C, would work against all the strains of that human papillomavirus that ends up causing cervical cancer, whereas the vaccine itself maybe only works 52% of the time. And so I'm talking about 73 versus 52. So the advertising on that, and you can go around the country now, and they're getting all these states to try to mandate and approve this vaccine, which will probably not save one life, but will add millions of dollars to the coffers of the company that made it. And it's a $360 vaccine. It won't save lives around the world. Most of the countries of the world can't afford this. But to show you how all this works in a circuitous manner, they prescribe birth control pills to young females. The birth control pills deplete the body of folic acid, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and this leads to decreased immunity. Therefore, on a pap smear, it slowly, gradually turns out to be abnormal. Then the doctor recommends a hysterectomy, which we now have one-third of all the women in the United States have undergone a hysterectomy. But, of course, they never tell the girls that it's the birth control pill that caused the abnormality on the pap smear. So, therefore, they're feeding themselves. So now they say that we need this vaccine to prevent this whole thing. But what are you doing about the dietary deficiencies induced by the birth control pills? This is what's feeding the whole industry there. And so, you know, they love this. It's a whole wonderful industry. In fact, this has gotten to be so mechanical that even after hysterectomy, the doctors are still doing pap smears. What? You can't be doing pap smears. The tissues have been removed. I mean, and still billing Medicare for it. So, I mean, this is how crazy this all gets to be. So, it's insane, and nobody points out these conflicts in modern medicine, and it's terrible. You know, recently in the New York Times, one of the writers there, David Leonhardt, wrote an article, and it was entitled "A Longer Life or More Stuff." And what he was talking about was, you know, is that the health insurance premiums have doubled in the last 7 years, if you can believe this. I mean, many of you are fully aware if you're paying on health insurance. But, you know, what this David Leonhardt had was an article that was the distortion. And he said you might as well just smoke, drink, I'm putting words in his mouth, drink alcohol and overeat, so we can just charge them, you know, more for medicines and treatments, because he was suggesting that we had a decision. Do we really want to live longer, or do we want more stuff? Well, what he was doing was justifying the high cost of American medicine. He said, look, we can live longer with all these pacemakers and blood pressure pills and treatments for a leukemia, and he went on and on with all this, the cholesterol lowering. And so he said, would you prefer to spend an extra $5,500 a year on health care or lose 10 years off your lifespan? As if they could prove that they've actually added 10 years to anybody's lifespan. The greatest expansion of the life expectancy in the United States is not due to any of these technologies. It's due to hygiene, better nutrition, and so on. And so, you know, it's interesting, in Japan, they don't spend an extra $5,500 a year to add a decade to their lives, and they have added a decade more to their lives of healthy living without spending that money. So this author was trying to justify the high cost that we now pay for health insurance. Well, health insurance, they just keep adding to the premiums. The more the public wants more treatment and more of this technology, fine, we'll just add it to your bill. And the public drives this whole thing, as the public wants treatment and more treatment. And so this is what you have going on in America.
And we'll be back in just a moment with a little story.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Final segment of this morning's program. Bill, pick the story up, please.
Well, so I can make it clear from what I was saying previously, the average cost of a family for health insurance plans has gone up another 7.7% this year. That means On average, says the Kaiser Family Foundation, about $11,500 per family. Now, in 7 years, that figure has doubled. So what David Leonhardt in the New York Times was saying, it was about $5,500 maybe 7 years ago, and now it's up to $11,500. And these are spiraling costs, but he's saying that we've gained about 10 years of living, but we're living in chronic disease, we're living over-medicated, we're living with no freedom, we're spending all of our extra cash really on paying for medicines, and it's just going all out of control. I'll be dealing more with this in future reports on what's really driving our costs out of control and how the food industry is breeding Americans to overeat, eat more food, line their pockets. As they've bred Americans to overeat, there are a little unseen things in our food chain that they have changed so that we will overcome our response to stop eating, which is inborn. You don't see animals overeating, and that they've programmed us now, just like they program little lab rats. There's a little rat that they have been able to take and change the chemicals in his body so that he never stops eating. He looks like a little round ball, and you can actually roll this little animal on a table, and he just never stops eating. And that's what they're doing to us. They have changed the way we eat. They've taken secret little hidden nutrients out of our diet and the food industry to make us eat more. It's not what they added. A lot of people think it's MSG and all these other things, but it's things that they removed, and because of it, we no longer have the fullness response. We no longer have the stop eating response in our body, and this is what's driving our health care costs as we see obesity, diabetes, and then the blood pressure and all this other going on. But now the costs are becoming outrageous. Why, the cost of an American car, the automobile manufacturers fully admit about $1,500, the purchase price of any automobile now today, goes to pay for the health care costs of the automobile workers. And this is what's bankrupting our country, because then our country can't be competitive on a world market. It's the health care costs. And as soon as there's insurance, why, there's overusage. And no one talks about this, but it's the American public that drives this. Can you imagine going into an automobile car lot, and let's say there was an insurance plan for your automobile, let's call it Medicare, and let's go in and the guy takes a look at your car. Well, now someone else is going to pay for it. So he kicks the tires and says, you know, there's enough tread on there for another 5,000-10,000 miles, but, oh, well, Medicare is going to pay for it, so let's take those off, put some new ones on. Well, you don't object. After all, Medicare is going to pay for it. And this is how it goes. The public wants treatment. They're driving this demand. And they hear something on television, they see an ad for Vioxx, and they run to the doctor's office. And the doctors love the new patients, and of course, it's free advertising for them. And we can't stop this train as it goes on and on and on. The public wants more treatment. And that's what's driving all of this, is an industry that keeps feeding on itself, but feeding on patients who really want more treatment.
As long as it doesn't cost them anything.
As long as it doesn't cost them. And if, what they pointed out, if there was a $600 deductible, that you would cut down the demand for a lot of this care. I keep saying, let this train just run right off the track, because as medicine gets out of being affordable, why, you're going to have the lady that came up to me in New York City and said, Bill, we have to take our vitamins. We can't afford health insurance. We can't afford our doctors. We have to stay healthy. We can't afford to go to the hospital. And this is what's going on. And so, okay, let's have it. Let's bring it on, because maybe the American public then will realize this is just outrageous. So many people now going without their health insurance. But there aren't any cures there either. And as I wrote to David Leonhardt, this writer in the New York Times, I said, I'd rather have my red wine, my olive oil, my garlic, and my whole grains over any modern medicine. And probably when we get down to analyzing the scientific evidence, there's probably more on that side of the ledger than this for any of the medicines that they have. In fact, the most effective medicines they do have are the antibiotics, and they're failing miserably now due to antibiotic resistance, which we talked about earlier, all being caused by the animal food chain and, of course, the grain feeding of the animals, and then the high bacteria counts and the need for antibiotics among the animals. So we're just headed off a cliff, and we're going, mankind now, they say, is headed backwards. Many children are not going to outlive their parents in this generation as it's coming on. They're not going to outlive their parents, if you can believe this. So we're headed backwards because of the obesity epidemic, the diabetes, and so on. There is a way out. I'm furiously trying to finish a book to try to tell everybody and document this. I'm working with a professor in Switzerland, Dr. Francesco Ficini, who wrote about this some time ago, and will be unveiling it in a new book to talk about all this, how you can get your weight under control actually without dieting or having anything to do with calories, sugar, or fats. Has nothing to do with that. They took a protective nutrient out of your diet that was in whole grains. It's been taken out, and because of that, we cannot control our appetite. We are going to eat for another 5 or 10 minutes at the dinner table, and it's that extension time of sitting at the table and eating that's going to cause us to put on more weight. And we're eating roughly about 1,000 more calories a day than we did 34 years ago. And this is our problem. It's all been done unconsciously. We have no control over it. You can do this with an animal. They don't normally overeat.
Well, we're out of time. Bill, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here, and encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Dan, I do hope that you enjoyed our program with Bill Sardi this morning, and we are putting together 4 tape sets of various interviews we've done with Bill. So much good information there. If you'd like to know about statin drugs, we've got a great 4 tape set unstrapping drugs is one of the greatest scams of all times. This whole thing on the danger of cholesterol. Actually, the original studies were done with rabbits, and I remember, and they showed us the pictures of the little arteries in the rabbits just closing on down because they were fed cholesterol, and then they took the cholesterol away, and the arteries opened up. They didn't tell you what they were giving the rabbits, trans fats as well, and it wasn't the cholesterol, it was the trans fats, which is what they've been telling us to do. Oh, don't eat butter. Why you eat your trans fats? Well, now they're beginning, after 15 or 20 years, begin to say, yeah, they really aren't so good for you. And they've produced so much harm in Americans by giving us faulty information. But the big thing is the cholesterol scam is a scam. You need to learn about statin drugs. We've got a great 4-tape set. We have a book on statin drugs by Brian Ellison. Let me suggest the book we carry, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Russell Blaylock. We keep it as a Bible. Russell's a personal friend. He tells you all about all the things you need to know about health. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have a 4-tape set with Russell Blaylock about life-saving secrets. If you'd like to know about that and all the other things we carry on health, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You need to realize that we are almost all deficient in magnesium. Wasn't that way 50 years ago, but it is today. And most people need magnesium. And yet we've got a great book called The Miracle of Magnesium. We have a book called Death by Medicine and Death by RX by Dr. Strand. They're entirely different, different books. One's by Carolyn Dean, the other's by Dr. Strand. But you need to understand what you can do to preserve your own health. So our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free Radio Liberty newsletter, maybe my August newsletter about who really controls America. And, of course, it goes into the background of what this has to do with 911, what really happened. That's the title of the August newsletter. But it really goes into, we do have an invisible government, and most people have no idea that most of what you read and hear and see is programmed to distort your reality. If you'd like a free copy of my newsletter, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, or please go up on our website. If you'd like a free catalog or a free health catalog or even a free food catalog, it goes into what you really need to start putting away in the way of foods, because I believe we're going to some very, very difficult times here in America. I believe that we are heading into World War III. And as Henry Kissinger said in his recent article in the Washington Post, which incidentally, you can't get off the Washington Post. We had a terrible time getting it. But he talks about we have two choices, a new world order or a global catastrophe. And I believe they're going to engineer global catastrophe, the forces of the world order. Well, until Monday, we'll be back again. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for provision, protection, and it would be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money,
emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing